Welcome to In Focus. I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG is interviewing people who have announced their candidacy for the 2nd Congressional District seat. Today, we are joined by someone who has announced his candidacy for the Democratic primary in the 2nd Congressional District here in New Mexico. Please welcome Angel Peña. Thank you very much for joining us.
Anthony, pleasure. Thank you, sir.
So let's start off, if you could share with us why you are running for this seat.
Yeah. Fairly simple. You know, for far too long, we down here in southern New Mexico have relied on elite politicians and their failed politics to lead the transformation that we're hungry for here in New Mexico. And I'm afraid it won't happen, and it hasn't happened, until we elect someone who's a reflection of who we are, until we elect someone who understands the everyday struggle of everyday New Mexicans.
Now, you say everyday struggle. I mean, what are some of the things that you feel New Mexicans are dealing with on an everyday basis?
You know, right off the bat, the poverty level. One out of every four southern New Mexicans, 25% of us at home, are living beneath the poverty level. Here in Doñana County alone, that's nearly 12,000 families who are forced to make tough decisions.
Tough decisions. You know, I saw on your website, you had mentioned, you know, that you want to solve some of these issues. How do you propose that you can bring a solution to some of these problems, like the poverty issues that face many people here in southern New Mexico?
Yeah, you know, I have built my reputation and career out of getting things done by forging relationships and effective partnerships between anyone from ranchers to sportsmen and women, to Native American communities, and even empowering Hispanic communities. I intend to take those experiences and skills and put them to work here in southern New Mexico. It's simple. It's investing in our people and picking people over politics every time.
So, I mean, you know, we're talking about poverty, but essentially we're talking about the economy as well here in New Mexico. I did see on your website that you said you wanted to bring fresh ideas to New Mexico, to this district. What are some of those ideas?
You know, it's taking things that we already have organically moving. For example, the Santa Teresa Port of Import, or Port of Export, excuse me. It's taking opportunities like that and leveraging them and putting people back to work instead of prioritizing, like, the wall, for example, along our border.
So, I mean, what are some of the things, if elected, that you think that you could help do to, you know, increase that growth that's happening
there? Yeah, I think there are a few. Definitely the team and I have looked at this as a short-term and long-term goal, right? I think right off the bat, there are a few things that every person of every faith can embrace. And I think that starts by making sure that our kids have access to decent health care. And more into that, the Child Health Care Insurance Program.
CHIP,
yes, sir. That's one thing that's not a discussion we should be having every 2 years. That's something that should be sustainable and something where Congress can then focus their attention and energy to activating and leveraging those economy opportunities along the border.
One of the other things that is an issue here for many folks who are who are seeking this seat is immigration.
Yeah.
What I saw on your website that you said you will fight for comprehensive immigration reform. What does that mean to you?
I'm a first-generation American, and I'm very proud of where my family and our history comes from. When it comes to the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, when it comes to our Dreamers, when it comes even to the most recent recession of the TPS, you know, I will not support and I will fight against any policies that do not embrace the diversity of our traditions that make southern New Mexicans so proud and our country great.
You know, one of the issues that you mentioned was, you know, what's happening with DACA and with Dreamers. What are your thoughts on that, and how do you propose a solution for that?
I stand with Dreamers. Simple answer. I think we need to pick people over politics. By doing so, you're concentrating and empowering your constituents. So that way, when we're in DC, it's an easy fight. It's simple. I'm empowering the people, and I'm simply raising their voices to DC.
Immigration advocates have been pushing for a, quote, clean DREAM Act. Do you support that?
I do. I think we need to take where we're at, and make sure it's sustainable and works for everyone. I think every person And every family who decides and wants to come and make a better future for themselves here in America should have the opportunity to do so.
What are some of the other reasons that you are seeking this seat? What are some of the other issues that you feel are really facing New Mexicans here in this district?
I'm a father of two little girls, cruceñas, through and through. A 10-year-old who's more going on like 15 or 16, and a 1-year-old that we just got baptized actually just last month. I think too many families down here are forgotten. We've hit the road hard. In the past 10 days, we've been in 5 counties. And one of the things we keep hearing from Lordsburg to Hobbs is that they feel forgotten, and that their families, parents do not feel like they have access to the types of resources they need to make their family well and succeed. And so I think by investing in them and prioritizing them, that's how we start to move the needle down here.
Do you feel that there's a disconnect between elected officials who are serving in Washington, D.C. and the people in southern New Mexico?
I do. I think, you know, a lot of our politicians are more worried and constrained by paying back their donors, and that needs to change. We need people who understand the real struggles, what it is to make hard decisions for your family. For example, many families here in Doña Ana County alone and across our district, every month, especially around the holiday season, have to make tough decisions, like trying to figure out how they're going to pay for their full utility bill, how they're going to manage their child care bill that is not cheap, and the unexpected doctor bill that comes because it's Christmas time.
You know, there are many issues. I know you are also have done some work in conservation. What are your thoughts about how public land should be dealt with, you know, across the nation and also here in New Mexico?
In New Mexico, across the state, 65% of the population use public lands. And I think it's more than half of that use BLM lands. Here in Las Cruces, in Doña Ana County, some of our busiest times for public, well, actually, do you know what the busiest time for our public lands are here in our district?
I would think that it would be, you know, when it's a little bit warmer out, possibly maybe in around this time when it's warmer than other places, perhaps.
Sure. Yeah, that's great. That's good. That's true. But it's Easter, actually, because families down here in southern New Mexico go outside to be reminded of why we live down here. Right. Because it's simple. It's about our families. It's about our the places that we love. And when it comes to public lands, it's about protecting the stories and the traditions that are tied up in those places.
We just have you know, about a little over a couple minutes left. I want to give you an opportunity to really share with our audience who you are,
yeah,
and what you're about.
I'm a hardworking guy. My mom ingrained in me at a very young age that everything you do, you should do with faith, and you should do with passion. She also taught me that sometimes you have no other option than to succeed. And I'm ready to take that and put it to work for us, because I know that's what we need in New Mexico. We need someone who is just like you. We need someone who is just like me. We need someone who understands the cooks. We need someone who will prioritize and focus on our families and the hardworking people of southern New Mexico.
I also want to ask you, you know, you're running in the Democratic primary for this seat. We just have about a minute left. What sets you apart from the other candidates seeking the Democratic nomination?
Besides my professional career and reputation of getting things done and moving that needle, I know what it is to have to raise a young family. I know what it is to have to not be able to be home on the holidays because you're working to make sure that your utility bills and your child care bill is paid for and your family's taken care of. And so I know what it takes. I know what people are going through, and that's why we're going to take it all the way to the win.
One other thing is, though, I mean, you mentioned you are the alternate in your website.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you, briefly?
Yeah. In addition to the fact that the demographic across our country is changing, in addition to the fact that marginalized communities, of which 50% of southern New Mexicans are, I did not see their voices up there. I'm also younger than others and have the energy and the know-how and the new creative experience to help move needles down here in southern New Mexico. And so that's what we're doing.
Angel Peña, thank you very much for joining us.
Anthony, thank you very much for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
And we want to thank you for joining us for another episode of In Focus. I'm Anthony Moreno.